Dear Abuna Barsoom, dear Abuna George, beloved the congregation of Ottawa churches, I was asked to speak in this gathering on behalf of Sunday School. It's difficult for me to give a tribute to Abuna Barsoom, especially in a farewell gathering to his departure from our church, St. Mary, after 5 wonderful years of service in Ottawa. I will try to illustrate only a few examples of Abuna Barsoom's impact on Sunday school children, students, and servants. For example, through his passion and love to the children, I and many servants and parents witnessed the mutual love of the children to him. It happened during the last sleepover activity for grade 4 to grade 8 that Abuna Shnuda and I asked Abuna Barsoom to visit that group for a spiritual talk around the Lord's Nativity. As soon as he entered to the basement of the church, all the children, all, rushed to him with tears. "Are you leaving our church, Abuna? Is it true? Why? Please don't leave and stay with us." It's amazing that we witness that from all children, no exceptions. This is for grade 4 to grade 8 children. For the younger grades, when Abuna was asked to take the children confession for various classes, I was telling myself, how Abuna will take the grade 1 children's confession? We wanted to train the children to confess and to go to Abuna with no hesitations, with no fear. So Abuna, I watched Abuna is looking at the children. He started by hugging each child and kissing each one of them. No talks, nothing at all. And that loving spirit made the children at ease in talking with him. For the intermediate and the high school students, he is the father of confession to a good number of them. The relationship between him and each one of them has been intimate, that when I asked some of them to speak in this gathering, I requested a few of people to come and stand and put some words. They declined, each one separately at the same time, saying, "It's very hard to share emotions towards Abuna." Abuna, with all humbleness, every time I ask him to attend any of the Sunday school activities, such as conventions, summer camps, trips, retreats, with no hesitations, he says, "Yes, I am in." It's amazing that I always call him Abuna St. George Sari' al-Nadha. Sari' al-Nadha, very fast to respond in everything. I witnessed that Abuna Barsoom manifested over the 5-year service in Ottawa gifts and talents that complemented those of the Ottawa group of beloved priests, Abuna Shnuda, Abuna Mikhail, and Abuna George. His service extended beyond St. Mary Church, Ottawa, to cover all Ottawa, as you have heard probably from Dr. Fikri, and outside Ottawa. I witnessed recently emotional feelings from some of the people who do not normally attend St. Mary Church. Thus, really reminds me with St. John Chrysostom, Yohanna Zahabi al-Fam, in his letter about priesthood, "You are the priest of all people." He doesn't differentiate between this is my church, this is another a congregation from another church or anything like that. He doesn't have that attitude. Abuna Barsoom is characterized by his depth in the Bible and the church doctrine, dogma, rites, hymns, anything. You can ask him in anything, he would answer. And above all, the way he presents these things to everyone is love and humbleness. I am sure many benefited from his sermons. At the personal level, let me just share a little thing. I will miss timing Abuna's sermons. Sometimes I tell Abuna, I'm counting the minutes, Abuna, because of the Sunday school time at 11:30. So Abuna, every time, how long did I take? And they ask me about the timing and things like that, and we joke about it. I share with him comments about his liturgy, about his sermon in the liturgy. He is so simple, and you can really talk to him freely and at your level. I mean, like, that's Abuna, but at any level, he really talks with humbleness. Most important thing to me personally, and there's another one person, is his generous giving of the elogia, el urbana. يجي بيدينا كان أوربانا كتيرة كويسة كده هو at the end of the liturgy because he knows that some people love Urbana and he used to tell me you are the most one that request Urbana always. To tell you the truth, no words can satisfy Abuna Barsoom, love and humbleness. We trust and submit to the decision of Sayyidina, His Holiness, Pope Tawadros II, that the return of Abuna Barsoom to the Mother Church in Egypt will be for Abuna's best and most important satisfies God's will for the church ministry, whether in Ottawa or Egypt or anywhere in the See of St. Mark. May God bless the church and fulfill his will for the spread of his word in the intercession of St. Mary and the saints and the prayers of His Holiness Pope Tawadros II. In very short, in Arabic statement, I would say, Abuna Barsoom, kotlet hub mutaharrika. May God bless him more and more. Thank you.